Sonnet 27. Weary with toil, I haste me to my bed. The dear repose for limbs with travel tired. But then begins a journey in my head, to work my mind when body's work's expired. For then my thoughts, from far where I abide, intend a zealous pilgrimage to thee, and keep my drooping eyelids open wide, looking on darkness which the blind do see, save that my soul's imaginary sight presents thy shadows to my sightless view, which, like a jewel hung in ghastly night, makes black night beauteous and her old face new. Lo, thus, by day my limbs, by night my mind, for thee, and for myself, no quiet find. Sonnet 18. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Sonnet 116. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no. It is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved. Sonnet 104. To me, fair friend, you never can be old, for as you were when first your eye I eyed, such seems your beauty still. 3 winters cold have from the forest shook 3 summers' pride. 3 beauteous springs to yellow autumn turned, in process of the seasons have I seen. 3 April perfumes in 3 hot Junes burned, since first I saw you fresh, which yet are green. Ah, yet doth beauty like a dial hand steal from his vigour and no pace perceived. So your sweet hue, which methinks still doth stand, hath motion, and mine eye may be deceived, for fear of which, hear this, thou age unbred, ere you were born was beauty summer dead. Sonnet 130. My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips is red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun? If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damasked, red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any is she belied with false compare. Sonnet 129. The expense of spirit in a waste of shame is lust in action, and, till action, lust is perjured, murderous, bloody, full of blame, savage, extreme, rude, cruel, not to trust, enjoyed no sooner, but despised straight. Past reason hunted, and no sooner had past reason hated, as a swallowed bait on purpose laid to make the taker mad, mad in pursuit and in possession so, had having, and in quest to have, extreme, a bliss in proof and proved a very woe. Before, a joy proposed, behind, a dream. All this the world well knows, yet none knows well to shun the heavens that leads men to this hell. Sonnet 65. Since brass, nor stone, nor earth, nor boundless sea, but sad mortality, o'er sways their power, how with this rage shall beauty hold a plea, whose action is no stronger than flower? Oh, how shall summer's honey breath hold out against the wrackful siege of battering days, when rocks impregnable are not so stout, nor gates of steel so strong, but time decays? Oh, fearful meditation, where, alack, shall time's best jewel from time's chest lie hid? Or what strong hand can hold his swift foot aback? Or who his spoil of beauty can forbid? Oh, none, unless this miracle have might, that in black ink my love may still shine bright. Sonnet 75. So are you to my thoughts as food to life, or as sweet season showers are to the ground. And for the peace of you I hold such strife, as twixt a miser and his wealth is found. Now proud as an enjoyer, and anon, doubting the filching age will steal his treasure. Now counting best to be with you alone, then bettered what the world may see my pleasure. Sometime all full with feasting on your sight, and by clean starved by a look, possessing or pursuing no delight, save what is had or must from you be took. Thus do I pine and surfeit day by day, or gluttoning and all, or all away. Sonnet 23. As an unperfect actor on the stage, who with his fear is put besides his part, or some fierce thing replete with too much rage, whose strength abundance weakens in his own heart. So I, for fear of trust, forget to say the perfect ceremony of love's rite, and in mine own love's strength seem to decay, o'ercharged with burden of mine own love's might. Oh, let my books be the eloquence and dumb procedures of my speaking breast, who plead for love and look for recompense. More than that tongue that more hath more expressed, oh, learn to read what silent love hath writ. To hear with eyes belongs to love's fine wit. Sonnet 80. Oh, how I faint when I of you do write, knowing a better spirit doth use your name, and in the praise thereof spends all his might to make me tongue-tied speaking of your fame. But since your worth, wide as the ocean is, the humble as the proudest sail doth bear, my saucy bark inferior far to his, on your broad main doth wilfully appear. Your shallowest help will hold me up afloat, whilst he upon your soundless deep doth ride. Or being wrecked, I am a worthless boat, he of tall building and of goodly pride. Then, if he thrive and I be cast away, the worst was this, my love was my decay. Sonnet 22. My glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are one of date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death my days shall expiate. For all that beauty that doth cover thee is but the seemly raiment of my heart, which is thy breast doth live as thine in me. How can I then be elder than thou art? Oh, therefore, love, be of thyself so wary, as I, not for myself, but for thee will, bearing thy heart, which I will keep so chary, as tender nursed her babe from faring ill. Presume not on thy heart when mine is slain. Thou gavest me thine not to give back again. Sonnet 3. Look in thy glass and tell the face thou viewest. Now is the time that face should form another, whose fresh repair, if now, thou not renewest. Thou doth beguile the world and bless some mother. For where is she so fair whose unerred womb disdains the tillage of thy husbandry? Or who is he so fond will be the tomb of self-love to stop posterity? Thou art thy mother's glass, and she in thee calls back the lovely April of her prime. So thou through windows of thine age shalt see, despite of wrinkles, this thy golden time. But if thou live, remembered not be, die single, and thine image dies with thee. Sonnet 30. When to the sessions of sweet silent thought I summon up remembrance of things past, I sigh the lack of many a thing I sought, and with old woes new wail my dear time's waste. Then can I drown an eye unused to flow for precious friends hid in death's dateless night, and weep afresh love's long since cancelled woe, and moan the expensive of many a vanished sight. Then can I grieve at grievances forgone, and heavily from woe to woe to lower the sad account of four bemoaned moan, which I knew pay as if not paid before. But if the while I think of thee, dear friend, all losses are restored and sorrows end. Sonnet 106. When in the chronicle of wasted time I see descriptions of the fairest wights, and beauty making beautiful old rhyme in praise of ladies dead and lovely knights, then, in the blazon of sweet beauty's beast, of hand, of foot, of lip, of eye, of brow, I see their antique pen would have expressed even such a beauty as you master now. So all their praises are but prophecies of this, our time, all you prefiguring, and, for they look it but with divining eyes, they had not skill enough your worth to sing, for we, which now behold those present days, had eyes to wonder, but lack tongues to praise. Sonnet 19. Devouring time, blunt thou the lion's paws, and make the earth devour her own sweet brood. Pluck the keen teeth from the fierce tiger's jaws, and burn the long-lived phoenix in her blood. Make glad and sorry seasons as thou fleet'st, and do whate'er thou wilt, swift-footed time, to the wide world and all her fading sweets. But I forbid thee one more heinous crime. Oh, carve not with the hours my love's fair brow, nor draw nor lines there with thine antique pen. Him in thy course untainted do allow, for beauty's pattern to succeeding men. Yet do thy worst, old time, despite thy wrong, my love shall in my verse ever live young. Sonnet 53. What is your substance, whereof are you made, that millions of strange shadows on you tend? Since every one hath every one shade, and you but one can every shadow lend. Describe Adonis, and the counterfeit is poorly imitated after you. On Helen's cheek all art of beauty set, and you in Grecian tires are painted new. Speak of the spring and foison of the year, the one doth shadow of your beauty show, the other as your bounty doth appear, and you in every blessed shape we know. In all external grace you have some part, but you like none, none you for constant heart. Sonnet 55. Not marble, nor the gilded monuments of princes shall outlive his powerful rhyme, but you shall shine more bright in these contents than unswept stone besmeared with sluttish time. When wasteful war shall statues overturn, and broils root out the work of masonry, nor Mars his sword nor war's quick fire shall burn the living record of your memory. 'Gainst death and all oblivious enmity shall you pace forth, your praise shall still find room, even in the eyes of all posterity that wear this world out to the ending doom. So, till the judgment that yourself arise, you live in this and dwell in lovers' eyes. Sonnet 73. That time of year thou mayst in me behold, when yellow leaves, or none, or few, do hang upon thou boughs which shake against the cold, bare ruined choirs, where late the sweet birds sang. In me thou seest the twilight of such day, as after sunset fadeth in the west, which by and by a black night doth take away, death's second self that seals up all in rest. In me thou seest the glow of such fire that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, as the deathbed whereon it must expire, consumed with that which is what nourished by. This thou perceivest, which makes thy love more strong, to love that well which thou must leave ere long. Sonnet 86. Was it the proudest foresail of his great verse, bound for the prize of all too precious you, that did my ripe thoughts in my brain nurse, making their tomb the womb wherein thy grew? Was it his spirit, by spirits taught to write above a mortal pitch, that struck me dead? No, neither he nor his compeers by night giving him aid, my verse astonished. He, nor that affable, familiar ghost which nightly gulls him with intelligence, as victors of my silence cannot boast. I was not sick of any fear from thence, but when your countenance filled up his line, then lacked I matter, that enfeebled mine. Sonnet 107. Not mine own fears, nor the prophetic soul of the wide world dreaming on things to come, can yet the lease of my true love control, suppose it as forfeit to a confined doom. The mortal moon hath her eclipse endured, and the sad augurs mock thy own presage. Incertainties now crown themselves assured, and peace proclaims olive's vendless rage. Now with the drops of this most balmy time, my love looks fresh, and death to me subscribes. Since spite of him, I'll live in this poor rhyme, while he insults o'er dull and speechless tribes. And thou in this shalt fault thy monument, when tyrant's crest and tombs of brass are spent. Sonnet 144. Two loves I have of comfort and despair, which like two spirits do adjust me still. The better angle is a man right fair, the worser spirit a woman coloured ill. To win me soon to hell, my female evil tempeth my better angel from my side, and would corrupt my saint to be a devil, wooing his purity with her foul pride. And whether that my angel be turned fiend, suspect I may but not directly tell. But being both from me, both to each friend, I guess one angel in another's hell. Yet this shall I ne'er know, but live in doubt, till my bad angel fire my good one out. Sonnet 138. When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies, that she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties, thus vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best. Simply I credit her false-speaking tongue, on both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says she not she is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults by lies we flattered be. Sonnet 33. Full many a glorious morning have I seen flatter the mountaintops with sovereign eye, kissing with golden face the meadows green, gilding pale streams with heavenly alchemy. Anon permit the basest clouds to ride with ugly rack on his celestial face, and from the forlorn world his visage hide, stealing unseen to west with this disgrace. Even so my sun one early morn did shine with all triumph splendour on my brow, but out, alack, he was but 1 hour mine. The region cloud hath masked him from me now, yet him for this my love no whit disdaineth. Suns of the world may stain when heaven's sun staineth. Sonnet 43. When most I wink, then do mine eyes best see, for all the day they view things unrespected, but when I sleep, in dreams they look on thee, and darkly bright are bright in dark directed. Then thou, whose shadows doth make bright, how would thy shadow's form happy show to the clear day with thy much clearer light, when to unseeing eyes thy shade shines so? How would, I say, mine eyes be blessed made by looking on thee in the living day, when in dead might they fair imperfect shade through heavy sleep on sightless eyes doth stay, all days and nights to see till I see thee, and night's bright days when dreams do show thee me. Sleep well.